Continuing coverage of Norwalk High School basketball on KNIAKRLS.com, KNIA 3. And now we talk with Norwalk boys coach Aaron Pelzer after the Warriors defeat Oskaloosa tonight, 62-47. This was a tight game. You held a close lead for a lot of the game. They tie you up a few times in the second half, including 36-36 early in the fourth. And then Grady Sigrist just kind of took over.
Yeah, Grady was really good down the stretch. I thought the key, like, we were kind of loose with the ball tonight. I thought we had, I think at halftime we had already 10 turnovers, and our goal for the game is to stay under 10 turnovers. And I thought the key the second half was just finding a group of guys out there that would take care of it. And, you know, we did a good job of that and got some good looks at the basket. And Grady, I thought Cam was relentless on the offensive boards in there for a stretch. And then Grady obviously liked his matchup tonight and was patient enough to get it when it worked. So, yeah, we had a good second half offensively for sure.
Grady ends up with 28 points on the night, 13 each for Cam Thomas and Caleb Foltz. Good night for the seniors on senior night. You got seven of them. That's pretty rare to have seven seniors. Five of them start tonight. Gavin Smith got the opportunity to start, and he comes in late and hits a three.
Yeah, I love that. I love that part of senior night. Gavin is a really, really great kid that I wish I could find more playing time for. He's kind of the comedy relief on the team, and the guys love him. And to see him be able to do that on senior night was pretty awesome.
And you finish Little Hawkeye Conference play tonight at 8-4 overall in the Little Hawkeye. So maybe not what you wanted, but to win two-thirds of your games in this league is pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, obviously DCG is really good. Pella was playing really, really well that second time. As long ago as it was, that Indianola one down at Indianola still kind of gets me going a little bit. That one still bothers me. But that's basketball. You can't be at your best all the time. And, they were better than us that night, but yeah, eight wins is a good start. Now it's time to start prepping ourselves for the postseason. And we know we'll have to beat a really good team whenever that pairing comes out.
Yeah. We wait for that. We saw it Tuesday night against Newton, saw it some again tonight. Outlet passes, those secondary outlet passes, getting down the floor. Guys like Cam Thomas really getting out and hustling down the floor and getting those easy buckets. Good to see this time of year.
Yeah, and I think that's been a key to us early. I remember early in the year, we were really, really struggling to score early in games. We were struggling to get buckets. And so we kind of talked about, let's just get some of that nervous energy out by just running. I think that did lead to a few of our turnovers, but it also led to, I think, about 12 points early that we needed. So, we've done a good job in transition. Obviously, as the game slows and everybody settles in, that kind of isn't there quite as often. But, no, I like the way that we get out and run the court for sure.
And I asked Coach Sigrist about this as well for the girls. A big senior group like this, what do you feel like are the common characteristics of this group?
Well, that group has played together for a really long time. I think I started watching them maybe when they were in fifth grade, maybe fifth or sixth grade, and it was mostly that whole group there. They just play well together. Like, the ball moves. Their skill sets complement each other pretty well, I think. And I think they just really enjoy playing. You can tell sometimes they're really good friends on and off the court. And sometimes in practice and in games, I think that allows them to get a little overly upset with each other. Almost like their brothers sometimes. They fight a little bit, but I think it's fairly healthy for the most part. And, it's just, we talked in the locker room, it's not very often you get to your senior year, and their class started with almost 30 kids as freshmen. So being able to play a sport for 4 years at a big school where the time commitment is pretty high is pretty impressive, and a lot of those guys do that and play other sports as well. So not very often you get to the end of a career and you have seven seniors left anymore.
Well, they say iron sharpens iron, and you've got two non-conference games left at Dowling tomorrow if the weather permits, and then ADM here on Tuesday night. Two very good teams that should get you ready for tournament play.
Yeah, for sure. It'll be almost like tournament games. They're both very, very good. Dowling, I watched a little bit of their film today, and they're a bunch of juniors that know how to play, and a 6'9 kid in the middle that's really skilled. And I mean, ADM's had a really, really good year and have some really skilled offensive players as well.
All right, that's been Norwalk boys basketball coach Aaron Pelzer following the Warriors 62-47 senior night win over Oskie tonight. Thanks for the time, and good luck tomorrow if you get her in.
Yep, sounds good. Thanks, Mike.